Cadillac Jack.
Somebody asked me last weekend, we were out to dinner with some friends, and they said, are you a narcissist? And I said, yes, absolutely. Didn't miss a beat.
Allie Mack.
This is us. Hit every emotional fiber in my body that I have.
Mornings on Kix 101.5.
Welcome to Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. After hours, it is Wednesday. Here's what you are getting ready to hear. Allie Mack said this morning, she's not qualified to be a parent. I disagree. She's a great aunt. She has all the attributes of a great parent. Allie says, no, not qualified to be a parent. My eighth grader, Olivia, came to me and invited me to her career day at her school. Turns out I have an arch nemesis, and his name is Benny Politan. Benny Politan from 11 Alive. My daughter could not quit talking about him. Plus everything you need to know before you go and can't beat Caddy. Let's get underway right now with Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack after hours. Allie Mack is not qualified to be a parent. It's Cadillac Jack, Allie Mack, Kix 101.5. And this is something that you told me yesterday. You personally told me, Allie Mack.
Yeah, I am not qualified. And I learned that hard lesson over the weekend. I have so much respect for all mothers, all fathers, anyone that has a child in their care. I hold you in the highest regard right now because I took my four nieces and nephews to the movies over the weekend. And these are well-behaved children. And I don't think I'm qualified to put any child in my care because one told me they don't like me. One was sulking throughout the entire movie. One was checked out, didn't want to see that movie. And the other one was stuck in the chair, in the movie theater chair. Like, I took four kids to the movies, and I felt like I just, it wasn't fun for anyone, and I feel so responsible for that.
Let me stop and ask first, how did the kid get stuck in the movie chair?
She's small.
Talking about in the theater.
Yes, she's so small, and those movie chairs fold up. And so she was sitting there, and I don't think anything would have happened if she hadn't had to go to the bathroom. But she had to go to the bathroom. So then it was like almost like a panic. She's trying to get out, and the thing just flopped closed on her. And so we had to tug on her. I was about to have to go get someone to help me, but finally at the last second, Evelyn came free.
So, and the movie was Peter Pan, right?
Yeah. No, not Peter Pan, Peter Rabbit.
That one.
Yeah, we went and saw Peter Rabbit.
Better that than Black Panther. With your nieces and nephew.
I just felt like I couldn't win, and I felt like I couldn't make anyone happy, and it was supposed to be fun, and it just made me rethink, like, wow, this parent thing, I might not have that gene. It might not be in me.
What is the age range?
3 to 10.
And you say that you're not qualified to be a parent, Cadillac Jack, and I disagree with you. I think you would be a great parent. I think you would be a great mom. Great mom, great dad's got to be a great role model for the kids. I think that you would certainly have that. A great mom, a great dad, parent shows a child endless love. You know how to do that. You've done that to plenty of men through the years.
Well, do you, Cadillac, as a dad, have those moments, though?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
You're sitting there and you're just like, "How am I, like, ruining them right now?"
I bought from Amazon.com. A deer blind so that I can go in the woods behind the house and hide for my three kids.
No, you did.
Absolutely, I did. Amazon Prime. They got it there in 24 hours, and that's where I'll hide out. So, yes, those times certainly come about, but they're going to do that as whether you're an aunt or whether you are a mom, and I think that you are overqualified to be a great mom.
Well, a long time ago, someone told me, once you have kids, you never feel at peace. And because you're always worried. And I felt that during that hour and a half long movie. The entire time I'm watching with my peripherals. This one over here is upset. This one's stuck in the chair. I'm watching. And not one moment was peaceful for me. And I was like, maybe this is not my wheelhouse.
No, I think that it is. Cadillac Jack, Allie Mack, Kix 101.5. Have you ever stood in front of 128th graders and tried to capture and keep their attention? You know that it's not easy if you have ever spoken to one of your kids' classes. It's coming up for me. Hi, it's Cadillac Jack with Allie Mack, Kix 101.5 on Career Day. Career Day for my eighth grader. Turns out, sitting at the dinner table last night, my daughter was concerned about me not being as popular as 11 Alive's Vinny Politan, who has a son that goes to my daughter's school, and they're actually big buddies.
Okay.
My daughter pitched the following three things that I should do or bring, rather, to Career Day to up 11 Alive's Vinny Politan.
Here's the first thing you got to know about me when you watch. See this? This is not coffee. I don't drink coffee, but you're going to think that I drink about 15 cups of coffee because I wake up with energy.
All right, my daughter Olivia, eighth grader, said, Daddy, can you bring Florida Georgia Line?
Tyler and BK.
I said no.
No.
No. Daddy, wait a minute. You know Chipper Jones. Can can we have Chipper Jones at career day? No, he's actually at spring training
right,
as a special assistant down in Florida with the Braves. Okay, then, Daddy, can you bring the kids and cast of Stranger Things? Seriously, I'm not capped. I couldn't make this up. My daughter, my eighth grader, is so concerned that I do better, that my classes will probably do six different presentations in 3 hours. The kids rotate.
So the kids rotate. You stay in one place. Uh-huh. Vinny Politan will be in a different
place. He better
place.
Not be next to him.
And Vinny Politan is coming armed with what? What does he have?
Vinny, last year, Vinny Politan from 11 Alive, my arch nemesis for career day at my eighth grader school. He brings a green screen.
Ooh.
Okay. He brings a teleprompter.
Okay.
And he lets the kids read off the teleprompter and do news reports and then do weather reports on the green screen, and then they tape them and then they send them to your mom and dad. That's what Fanny Politan from 11 Live does during career day, and I got to one-up them.
Can I go, Cadillac? I want to read off a teleprompter.
No, because I don't think that I can top Fanny Politan. I don't. Radio, what am I going to take? What am I going to take out of the studio?
I don't know. I just want to go.
To impress these kids. Fanny Politan is threatening to bring Chris Holcomb's whizometer.
Okay, wait. Can I come now? I want to see the whizometer.
I said, are you kidding? This is a public school. Clearly, Vinny doesn't know his audience. Threatening to bring the whizometer. If you know 11 Alive general manager John Duchesne, make him aware that he's missing a teleprompter and potentially a whizometer. Seriously. As I try to one-up Vinny Politan from 11 Alive on career day.
The Prime News, everyone's talking about Paula Deen, everyone's talking about diabetes, and a lot of people talking about butter. And every time a story about diabetes makes its way onto the air, I get frustrated because I feel like there's not a real explanation about what diabetes is.
That's 11 Lives, Vinny Politan. He now anchors the late feed at 11 o'clock on Channel 11. And I don't know how I'm going to one-up him. I would love, if you got suggestions, Allie Mack, if you're listening, 8 o'clock, you got suggestions.
When is it?
It's first week of March, I believe.
Okay.
So we got time. We got time.
Okay.
But we got to come up with some really, really, really good ideas.
Here's everything you need to know before you go with Cadillac Jack and Allie Mack. Mornings on Kix 101.5.
I know that you could not be more proud of Lindsey Vonn. Last night, the Olympics, Lindsey Vonn took bronze. She became the oldest Winter Olympic athlete to medal.
To be able to be here and be giving it my all, a dream come true. You know, you got to keep things in perspective. I mean, honestly, this is amazing, and I'm so proud.
The USA has 13 medals overall at the 2018 Winter Olympics. Leslie Jones from SNL is back doing commentary for NBC during the Olympic Games. Have you seen any of her stuff, Allie Mack?
Of course. She's hysterical, Caddy.
Yesterday during ice dancing, she was paired with Adam Rippon during the short dance of Tessa Virtue and Scott Muir from Canada, who won the gold.
They are hot. Are they dating?
I don't know.
Yeah, they date. There's no way you can do that together and not date. They done kissed each other at least once.
This is my favorite part.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good.
That's if they wasn't dating, they dating now. That's for sure.
You might notice that Snickers and Twix are now making their candies in the shape of pods. Now, they're saying these new candy shapes are not in response to the Tide Pod Challenge, but come on, it seems like perfect marketing right there.
It's baiting. As a parent, I just can't imagine why they would do this, because it's such a scary thing. Why even bring light to it?
But don't you just want to try a Snickers pod?
I'd rather not.
If you want to try to make some cash off a baby, British bookies are taking bets now on Prince William and Kate Middleton's baby name. Most likely, the royal baby's name will be Mary.
Do we know it's a girl, Allie?
Top names were all female names. There is one Albert in there. Odds on Albert are 12 to 1. Mary is 7 to 1. So I'm thinking they're assuming it's female.
Whether it is a queen or a king, prince or a princess, the royal baby's going to pop out in April with really bad teeth.
You're very proud of yourself for that. Kirstie Alley is feuding with the U.S. Men's Olympic curling team because, and let me preface this by saying, I don't know why you would tweet this. Kirstie Alley tweeted, "I'm not trying to be mean, but curling is boring." So the curling team clapped back and tweeted at her, "We're not trying to be mean either, but your movies weren't exactly riveting theater, Kirstie."
Hashtag shade. Who is Kirstie Alley, by the way? I mean, is she relevant? She was on the show.
Cheers.
I can't even remember what show. What was it?
Cheers.
Okay, what else?
She was also in It Takes Two with the Olsen twins. She was in those Look Who's Talking movies with John Travolta.
She's also in the Weight Watchers commercials, right?
Yes.
Yeah, like every now and then she blows up and then...
She will have a great transformation.
She'll have her a shake or two and then she's down and then she goes back up. I don't care who you are, how relevant you are to American culture, to American society, why would you rip on any U.S. athlete that is given it? They're all at the cold weather event in the Korea we do like. That's everything you need to know before you go. Cadillac Jack Alley, Matt Kicks 101.5. Sing along in the car. Tim standing by as my challenger. He is new to Atlanta.
Gimme Caddy.
I'll join y'all this morning because I think you sound a little flat.
Gimme Caddy.
Do y'all ever practice?
Gimme Caddy.
Singing the Gimme Caddy theme song. I don't think so.
Caddy, you're so dense. You think a thesaurus is a monster from Jurassic Park.
That's good.
It's a scary monster.
So what's the category?
Oh, no. Has that been officially inducted?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'll talk to someone about this. Now, Tim, if you get more questions right than Caddy, you win. If Caddy gets more right than you, he wins. And remember, all ties go to Caddy because it's not called Can't Tie Caddy. It's called...
Can't Beat Caddy.
Exactly. Today's category, gentlemen...
Category.
Aldi is apparently selling the hottest sausage known to man. It's made with a ghost pepper and a spicy chili that used to be used in tear gas.
Wonderful.
Sounds tasty. Today's category is hot and spicy. And it's not fair for Caddy to hear the questions that I'm about to ask you, Tim. So why don't you tell Caddy to leave the main stage?
Caddy, why don't you please step out for a second?
All right, Tim, I want to remind you, yesterday I got 5 correct answers with Gimme Caddy.
That was yesterday.
Wow.
Right, my win count stands at 4, so good luck.
Thank you, I'll need it.
Yes, you will.
All right, Tim, Caddy is out, and your 20-second timer will start after I finish asking you the first question, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. What fast food place has Frankenstein together, Flamin' Hot Cheetos and mac and cheese?
Burger King.
What 90s pop girl group is allegedly going on a reunion tour?
Dixie Chicks.
What are little girls made of?
Fast.
What nickname do tourists call Atlanta but we don't?
Hot Atlanta.
What hot in here rap artist tours with Florida Georgia Line?
Nelly.
What country artist gets a little spicy in Wrecking Ball?
Oh,
that's timer. All right, let's get Caddy back in here.
Hey.
All right, Caddy.
Hey.
Tim from Atlanta got 3 right. So you have 20 seconds to get at least 3 right.
All right.
Category is hot and spicy.
Caddy Gory.
And your timer will start after I finish asking you the first question.
Ready.
What fast food place has Frankenstein together? Flamin' Hot Cheetos and mac and cheese.
Taco Bell.
What 90s pop girl group is allegedly going on a reunion
tour? Spice Girls.
What are little girls made of?
Mine often, pass.
That's timer.
Post top.
You hit a pause button there for a second.
I did. I was going to say something and I decided not to.
Probably a good choice. Okay. What are little girls made of?
Sugar and spice
and everything nice. Yes. Okay. And what fast food place has Frankenstein together, Flamin' Hot Cheetos and mac and cheese?
I have no idea.
That would be Burger King.
Okay.
And the one question we got to with Tim that we didn't get to with you.
Uh-huh.
What country artist gets a little spicy in Wrecking Ball?
Eric Church.
Yeah, Eric Church. Brings the tally, too. Tim from Atlanta got 3 right. Caddy got 1 right.
Yay.
Tim, you know what you get to say now, right?
I'm Tim from Atlanta, and I just beat Caddy.
Very few people get to say it, so my win count on the whiteboard on the main stage goes back to zero after such a great day yesterday with five correct answers. But as Ally Mac says, that was yesterday. You got 24 hours for bragging rights. Tim, welcome to Atlanta. Thank you, man, for making Kix 101.5 your country home. We truly appreciate it, all right?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you guys.